So this is an appeal to 598 Westlake Shore Drive to the Board of Listers. We'll go around the table and introduce ourselves, so we're on the record. And then you guys will have 15 minutes to let us know what you believe the value should be and why. And the board may have some questions, or if you have some questions for us, we are happy to answer. And then we will send a results agreements notice to the owner on record, which is actually 158 Westlake Shore Drive, LLC. And that'll be by certified mail, so I'm not sure who would receive that. It goes to a P.O. box.
Yeah, I'd probably end up on the common or the club.
Okay.
End up in my box.
P.O. box 402.
Geez, I don't have that.
You've got the other notices.
Is it a P.O. box?
It says the P.O. box.
Oh, yeah, the P.O. box.
Yeah. P.O. box 402. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And that'll be 2 to 3 weeks. Okay? So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. Start with Charlotte.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
John Aswad.
Mike Quaid.
Joan Shannon.
All right. So you have the floor for your 15 minutes.
Okay. I'll take that.
All right.
That's a lot. So I want to just really briefly explain kind of who we are, because I think a lot of people think we are a prestigious yacht club. But we are actually a boat club. We're a cooperative. We do everything ourselves at the club. We install our own moorings, maintain the grounds. We hire sailing instructors and people to drive the boat launch, and that's really about it. The rest of it is all done by volunteers. We partner with Colchester Parks to provide sailing instruction for children. And I think it's safe to say our camp is probably the cheapest camp available in Chittenden County. So we really provide affordable lake access to a lot of people. I-Race lasers, we allow people to keep their lasers on the property for $150 a year. So promoting sailing and lake access is what we exist for. Because I don't want you to think like, you know,
I just wondered what affordable really is a key word.
Yeah.
With boat club.
Yeah.
Keeping it affordable.
And that's why it's important to us
that
we get, I think it's important to everybody to get a free, fair appraisal. So we looked at both the value given to the boat club as well as the value given at 598, both properties that we own. Our assessment of the boat club was, at first shocking that it went up that much, but after review of it, we felt that it was fair. We reviewed 598, and that one really seemed to have some issues with maybe assumptions that were made, and I don't know if you were able to get into the property. But we welcome you to go to the property to validate what I'm presenting here. We looked at it several different ways. John looked at it, and I think you came up with a price of $746. I looked at it. I came up with a price of $750. After going through a lot of process, looking at how the assessment is done. And the last thing we did, actually, was just today, looked at Zillow and was... we know that can go in different directions. Right. But it was interesting because Zillow also came up right in the same range that we had come up with through the other methods. So I'll start with, our PowerPoint presentation here, which is the request for appeal to adjust the grade to average. You have it at average plus 10. This is a mid-century ranch. It's really not something special. It's very standard construction. We have pictures
of the phones are helpful
of what's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, the second thing that I gave you has larger photos.
Mm-hmm.
Adjusted percentage good to 55. I admit that that is not something that I understand exactly how you come up with a number. But what I was looking at was how are other of the comps on Lakeshore Drive, how are they rated according to your standard? And what I saw was, and this is on the third page, assessment data comparison. 558 West Shore, Lakeshore Drive, that sold recently. You know, there are lots of photos of the interior of that. That's in far better condition than 598. And the other one that sold recently was on, actually, we don't have that information for 1277. We do have information for, yeah, I don't have your percent good on that.
Oh, good. Okay.
But our neighbor at 586 West Lakeshore Drive, they're at 76% good, and that's pretty much new. The condition of this property is definitely far less than both of those properties, and that's why I use the number 55. So we have a request to adjust the percentage good to 55. Adjust the kitchen and baths to below average. You have them as modern on this data sheet. I didn't use the assessor's card because this one is easier to read, but those are listed as modern. The interior floors you have listed as hardwood. Much of the interior floors are actually vinyl floors. And to rebut, you know, with those changes, I think that that will bring the appraisal down to reflect the market value of 744. And to talk a little bit more about market value, I looked at two recent sales, which were 1277 East Lakeshore Drive. That's on the second page of this presentation. That property looks a little bit odd in MLS because it says it has no land. It has common restricted land. I called the listing agent about that to understand, you know, is that land exclusive for this property? And she said, yes, it is. So also in the additional data, yeah, the one Charlotte has, there should be a thing that shows your piece of land.
Yes, you got it.
For 1277 East Lakeshore Drive. That is a beautiful sandy beach there. It is a large house, over 2,000 square feet. It was built in 2013. The house is absolutely lovely, and the quality of lakeshore there can't be beat because it's a sandy beach. It's a much better quality lakeshore than we have at 598. 558 West Lakeshore, I think that also may be more of a sandy beach because it's down closer to Bayside. I'm not sure. It's a smaller house, but that house is like as cute as can be. And it's just in much better condition than what we have, and you have the photos to show that. And then lastly, you know, Zillow picks its comps, and it happened to come up with the same kind of number that I came to through other methods. So in terms of the condition of the house, going to these pictures, you can see that there's laminate flooring in the main part of the house, standard asphalt shingle roof, the sliding windows are original wood-framed windows from 1950, the hollow core doors, standard wood framing, the cabinets are those metal cabinets.
I looked up the manufacturer. They made them from 1935 to 1980.
Those are the Genitas?
It was Joseph something.
Joseph?
I personally have an
are
affinity.
Are they painted or were they yellow? Can you tell? Like, were they?
No, they're actually, that picture made them look yellow. They're kind of off-white.
Okay. Oh, I think they're like canary yellow.
I love that stuff.
I actually like them, but I know as a realtor, I'm not in the majority. Master Bath, you can see, yeah. The Master Bath, you know, is partly retro, but not the the vanity.
I thought I was looking at my old house when I saw that. Yeah, the pink and the green and the building in 50, in the 50s.
So the last page really just summarizes this. But also, the value increased on this property seemingly a lot more than on other properties. It increased by 131%, and I don't know what your average increase is, but that seemed quite high.
It's doubled. The grant list doubled.
So yeah, 100% so, yeah. is what yeah. you could expect, and we increased 131%.
Yeah.
So, guys, did I forget anything? I'll just reiterate, we invite you to come take a look. We
yes.
got nothing to hide.
Are you able to tell, has anybody actually been into the house?
Yes, we're able to tell.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, last time somebody was inside would have been possibly in 2011 for the permit. And looks like 2016, we were there for something, but not since then.
Looks like somebody attempted on September 4th of 25. This is all the visits.
Yeah.
We have a tenant there. What
yeah.
do we get for rent?
A club member is a tenant.
Okay.
Mm, I don't know what their rent is.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
And there was a refusal for entrance.
That's
September of 25, which is
pretty normal for a tenant.
We can,
yeah, right.
Right, not surprised, but we can certainly arrange for you.
Well, the photos are helpful.
Yeah.
And I should also say in the comps, you know, those two comps are both less than what were asking, and I think it's fair that we have a larger property that it is worth a little bit more than those comps that I gave you. Seems fair, but not a lot more.
It looks like 558 West Lakeshore has 118 front feet of lake frontage,
mm-hmm.
and only 12,632 square feet of land, whereas your site is bigger.
Our site is bigger,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
150 feet of front frontage.
The other thing that actually I don't think really occurred to us until I was kind of driving over here is, we're boat club members. We love the boat club. We love when our parking lot is full and everybody is out sailing. And that was a big reason we bought 598, was we needed more space for overflow. That is not an ideal thing, to be next to a large institutional place like Mallets Bay Boat Club that fills its parking lot, you know, a couple nights a week, and for events and stuff that you don't really have control over. Though we think the group is lovely, I'm not sure that on the market that is really in the plus column for your average buyer.
How many members are there in the boat club?
190.
Oh, wow.
Plus or minus.
That's wonderful.
That's family.
190
families.
Individual
families. Yeah.
Right.
So it could be.
But we welcome everybody. Like Thursday nights, it's not just the members.
Oh, yes.
You know, the members
it's
have the boats, but probably an average boat on
friends.
Thursday night has five people on it.
Mm.
I
don't have any questions.
Yeah.
Great presentation.
Yes.
Thank you, Joan.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for volunteering your time. I've been in your shoes. I really do appreciate it.
It's a long one.
Is Charlie still around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one who probably will pick up the mail.
Okay, yeah.
Is Charlie still getting that?
I think she always tells
us. Oh, yeah.
He used to come visit every once in a while.
He was the yeoman or accountant for that. And he retired from that job not too long ago.
Still there.